Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday morning, October 23, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is State Roundup. Shutdown adds to pain of black women in federal workforce. Maryland down 300,000 residents over 13 years. Concerns mount over AI influence on 2026 elections. Black women in the federal workforce have faced additional challenges due to recent job cuts and the shutdown. Across the nation, employment for black women dropped by over 300,000, leading to an increase in the unemployment rate. Meanwhile, Maryland has seen a loss of 300,000 residents over the past 13 years, with more people seeking financial help for abortions in the state. Concerns are also growing over the impact of AI on the 2026 elections in Maryland. Additionally, a landfill on protected state parkland has come under scrutiny for seeking to double its discharge. Annapolis's Republican mayoral candidate is ramping up fundraising efforts, while Prince George's County Council has approved a controversial pick to head the environmental department.
KHEC releases 2024 ESG Impact Report, highlighting progress in sustainability, community investment, and employee well-being. KHEC has released its 2024 ESG Impact Report, showcasing progress in sustainability, community investment, and employee well-being. The report highlights KHEC's adoption and tracking of GRI, SASB, and UNSDG standards, as well as the creation of an enhanced investment policy. Additionally, KHEC launched the Mental Health Employee Resource Group to promote well-being and work-life balance. President and CEO Dana Boole emphasized KHEC's commitment to ESG and being a premier community investment organization. For more information or to request a copy of the report, contact Amy Cross at across@khec.com. KHEC, based in Raleigh, NC, and Columbia, SC, offers housing and life-changing opportunities in the Southeast and Mid-Atlantic regions through various investment programs and initiatives.
ADAP Advocacy airs commercial calling out excessive executive compensation for 340B eligible hospital CEOs. ADAP Advocacy, as part of its 340B project, aired a commercial calling for reforms to the 340B drug pricing program. The commercial highlights excessive executive compensation for 340B eligible hospital CEOs, questioning if the program is becoming too big to fail. Hospital CEOs are being paid 200 to 300% more than nurses, funded by a program meant to help low-income patients. The 340B Too Big to Fail campaign aims to address declining charity, rising executive pay, and increasing patient medical debt. ADAP Advocacy's interactive map shows these concerning trends. For more information, visit adapadvocacy.org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.